As a parent, there's so much to do, so many responsibilities, and the pressure to get it right. Otherwise, it will be your fault that your child fails finger painting, becomes a juvenile delinquent, fails to be elected president of the United Nations. Now, with that sort of pressure, is it any wonder we're not happy 100% of the time as parents? But there's nothing like a crisis to move a parent to action. For me, research is always my toolbox for coping. And for Jackie Hall, it was a series of bad days that gave birth to her terrific book, The Happy Mum Handbook.
Basically, what happened for me is that I had my two boys 16 months apart. And
that's pretty close.
Absolutely. So I was pretty okay with the first one. I had a little bit of stress. But then with the second one, he was born quite quickly. And he had, massive reflux and tongue tie, so he couldn't breast properly. I got messed up. And there's all this stuff that was sort of happening for me, and I ended up in this really vicious cycle of, loving motherhood, hating motherhood, getting angry, flying into these rages, and then feeling guilty and hating myself for it. So all this was sort of happening for me, and then one day I kind of had this massive realization after I had a really angry, raging tantrum, and I sort of was just falling apart in my bedroom, and I suddenly realized that no one was going to be able to change this for me. No fairy godmother was going to magically wave her wand and change it. I was the only one that could change the way I felt about being a parent. So what I started to do is I've always had a passion for personal development. So I got all the self-help material that I'd ever read, and I'd done courses and stuff. So I pulled all that material out and I started to apply it in the context of being a mum. So handling my own anger and guilt and all those sorts of things. And what I found was I did a search on the internet to see, self-help materials for mums, found nothing. So I decided that I'd write it myself while I was applying it to myself at the same time. So first-hand knowledge rather than what you should do in hindsight.
Which makes it even more valuable because it's real. I'm wondering how you got the time.
With very little sleep. No, I have a really amazing husband. From the second I started to write this book, he's always been a hands-on dad anyway, but he was just really helpful with everything that I've done. I would stay up till midnight and then get up at 5 because I was so inspired, I wasn't that tired. And so when they would sleep, I would write, and then I guess time is about priorities. It's never about time. So if you feel like it's a priority and you're passionate enough, you'll find the time.
How did changing your attitude and part of that was with writing the book. How did that instantly change life with two under 22-month-old children in the house?
It didn't instantly change my life. It never does. It's all a process of retraining your brain to think differently. And you got to think, I'm 32 years old, and this was about 3 or 4 years ago that I started on this personal development trip. I've had 30 years of thinking the same way. So that's obviously going to take some time, and I still practice it now. So it's about being aware of the thoughts that are actually causing you the stress, because it's never the event, and we often think it's the event that causes the stress, but it's how we perceive that event and what we perceive it to mean about us, meaning that this has happened this way, therefore that means something about me, I'm a bad mum or I'm doing it wrong, that sort of thing.
I take it that parenthood, and I've found that myself, first of all, your goal is to get them to sleep through the night, and you think if that happens, anything's possible. But I suspect that every year, every month, every week, you're going to run up against a new problem. And really, that's what being a parent is about. You just climb one little hill and you find there's another one waiting for you.
Absolutely. And that's really the core of what I'm sort of saying, is that the reality of parenting is we're going to experience ups and downs all the time. So there's going to be times where it's great, and there's going to be other times where they annoy the living daylights out of you and you just want to scream and run. If we can learn to look at these challenges in a different way, then we feel differently about them. We don't get consumed and overwhelmed by them.
You must have had a bit of a eureka moment. Can you give me an idea of, one thing that really changed around for you?
Looking back, it was really looking at how I would speak to myself, because once I become aware of the thoughts that were in my mind, I was my own worst enemy. Like the things I said to myself, I wouldn't say to my worst enemy. I remember a time when I was talking to my mum and I was just whinging about the kids, and she said to me something as simple as, "Oh yeah, I've been there." And my mindset just went, "See, she thinks you're a whinger. Everything you do is all about whinging. Nobody likes it when you whinge." And this whole dialogue of how bad I was and how she didn't like me and all this sort of stuff. And I just said to my mum, "Can you believe I just thought that?" And she said, "No, all I thought was, yeah, I can just remember when that was happening to me. That was it. But my mind would go into this whole self-hatred stuff, and that's what had to change. And so that gradually did change because I became aware of it.
In the handbook, you actually run through, and it is a handbook. There's things that you have to do as homework.
Absolutely.
Well, how did you work out what was going to go in the book? I'm sure there was a few things that got left out.
Well, I think because I did the training with the Anti-Depression Association of Australia, they have a very set method. But with all the other stuff that I did personally as well, it all started to form into a very specific process to follow. And it all started with that thoughts process, that once you become aware of the thoughts, then you can change it to be aligned with reality, because it's all a conflict between belief and reality. All stress is that conflict between belief and reality, meaning that we have this idea of what's happening, what's going to happen, and it might be different to the reality of what's actually happening. And it's that conflict between the two that's actually causing the stress. So it all starts with this mental dialogue. And when you can align it with the reality and the bigger picture of what that event actually means, then you're in a position to be able to look at what you want. And then how do I get it? And having a plan to do that. So basically everything that I'd sort of done had this very distinct process. So it's just about following that process every single time you're handling a challenge and knowing what you need to do next. So it was, yeah, quite easy to write the handbook. But of course, yes, there is homework.
But actually doing it in yourself, because, I mean, as you're even saying those things, you know, I'm running through scenarios in my everyday life where I know that I do exactly that. And in a sense, it affects your relationships with everybody, doesn't it? Because
Absolutely. You're
snapping to what you think they're saying.
Absolutely. The core part of it is the first two steps, is those thoughts and reality. What we actually use is something called the Mind Track to Happiness. And the track is the acronym for thoughts, reality, aim, choice, and knowing your plan. So it's like steps on a ladder. You start off with acknowledging what your thoughts are. What am I thinking about this situation? And then you step up and align it with reality. What does that really mean? You know, this behavior, the child's crying, does that really mean I'm a bad mum? No, it just means the baby's learning to go to sleep. You know, the reality is they are crying and I have to deal with it. So it's little things like that. And that's where the ADAA method comes into those two steps. And the ADAA method is that method that the Anti-Depression Association of Australia are using to help people with stress, depression and anxiety. So they're used in the thoughts and the reality step. So that helps with your thinking and then going to your aim. Okay, the baby is crying and they aren't sleeping. So what am I going to do about it? I want, like, what's my goal? My goal here is to try and get them to go to sleep more regularly. You want to be mindful that that's out of your control. You can still set the goal, but be mindful that you don't have a lot of control over that. But then looking at the choices, okay, what different things are out there to help me to get to that goal? And then knowing your plan. Because once you have a plan, then you just put it into action and you get less stressed about it. If you've got a crying baby and you have no idea what to do, you do think, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? But if you have a plan, it's just like, right, baby crying, okay, I've got to put them down on one side, I've got to pat them here, and then in 5 minutes, and then, you know what I mean? So if you have a plan, it immediately takes the stress out of it.
And it's, I guess that's the sort of a step away from the way that perhaps we have this idealised view of motherhood, that you're a mother or a father and your baby's crying, so you instinctively know what to do.
Don't talk to me about that word instinct. People have largely misconstrued that word instinct. I mean, instinct's when you're standing at the sink doing the dishes and you think, hang on, something's quiet, what are they up to? Or my child's sick, I really need to take them to the hospital. You know, that sort of thing's instinct, this feeling of, I've got to do something here. You know, not I need, my baby's born now, I need to know every single thing that they need in every single moment straight away. I mean, that's just crazy. I mean, the reality is that this is a skill. You know, this is an ability. You don't just have a baby and all of a sudden know exactly what you need to do with them. You know, you have to learn it. You can't access information in your brain that's not there. And the only way that you can learn the skill is to learn it.
Which I guess we've never given ourselves permission to perhaps find out about how to do it.
No, that's right. I mean, we just think, I need to get it right. And that's the thing, is there's so many ways to get parenting right. If we get it wrong, I've failed everyone, especially my child and myself. And, you know, I have to get it right. And it's a ridiculous way of going into motherhood.
I wonder, because I know that I have felt in the past that perhaps I was a little naive into going into parenthood, that I didn't quite know what was in the brochure, what was coming up. It really, I could have known an awful lot more than I did. And in a sense, I probably wouldn't have changed what I did.
Yeah.
But, you know, I
But this is the thing. I mean, even hearing you say, I could have known more about it going into it, you couldn't have known. I mean, have you ever experienced motherhood? No. You can't know anything until you've experienced it. So you couldn't possibly have learned any information that was going to tell you how you were going to experience this event, because it's just, you can't know it until you've experienced it. Why does one mother feel okay with that? I mean, every mother goes into parenthood and it's not like they'd planned. It doesn't run smoothly. Every single mother experiences challenges in parenthood, but one mother feels stressed and one doesn't. Why? Because they look at life differently. They look at challenges differently. That one mother goes, oh, well, it didn't work out. Let's try something else. And one mother goes, oh, it didn't work out. That must mean I'm a bad mum. It's all about the belief systems and how we look at these challenges. And what I do in my book is I teach people how to view these challenges, because the reality is we're going to experience them over and over and over again till they're probably 50 years old and we die.
So do you think you could look at things a little bit differently? It does hold out the promise of relieving you from motherhood or fatherhood stress. After all, as you might have already discovered, and if you haven't, you soon will, the only person's response you can actually control is your own. Jackie Hall has published the Happy Mum Handbook herself, and it's available from checking out the website www.thehappymumhandbook.com.